This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where if you like paying a lot of money in taxes, I mean really a lot of money, you have a couple of choices. One is to get behind the Democrats, because they are talking about some of the biggest, most substantial, most important structural tax increases, tax boosts in American history. It's a very, very substantial upward push, along with all the prices and the cost of gas and all that, and the taxes that you're going to pay. Now, you may not be a billionaire. If you're a billionaire, the taxes will particularly go up, and that polls well. The Democrats see that a lot of people like that idea. So, what about this new wealth tax, which Elizabeth Warren had been talking about? Now we're coming up, they're going to apparently insert into the Build Back Better bill a new wealth tax that was designed by Ron Wyden, senator from Oregon. We'll take a look at that in a moment. There's also a new polling about New Jersey and about Virginia. And it's incredibly close and should be incredibly exciting for Republicans, because the two good candidates on our side, Glenn Youngkin and Jack Cittarelli in New Jersey, are both doing very well. We'll take a look at why. And then Kyrsten Sinema is assaulted again. I mean, saying assaulted is too strong. She's troubled and hassled and stalked again. But this time she is in the company of another U.S. senator and a Republican, and everything worked out fine. We will give you that story as well, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But first up, President Biden is going back to Virginia again. And he's investing about as much time in Virginia as Grant did during the Civil War, which was, it's an exaggeration. But he's determined to conquer Virginia and to win for his buddy Terry McAuliffe. And yesterday, John Carl was asking Terry McAuliffe, okay, Mrs. Biden has been there, Mrs. Obama has been there. Okay, I'm not supposed to say Ms. Biden, pardon me, Dr. Biden, she is, and Ms. Obama, and the president's been there twice already. And not just that, they've had the giants on the Democratic field, a veritable animated, ambulatory Democratic Rushmore, rushing to Virginia to try to help Terry McAuliffe. John Carl yesterday asked a former Governor McAuliffe, who is in a just a tight race, as tight as it can be. It's literally tied right now, according to a new Emerson poll. But they asked him, how come you need all this help from Obama and Biden and Jill Biden and everybody else? Here's what that sounded like. That's clip 10.
From Joe Biden to Barack Obama, who campaigned for McAuliffe in Richmond yesterday, McAuliffe has tapped the biggest names in the Democratic Party to give his campaign some much-needed energy.
You got Stacey Abrams in here, two visits by the president, visit by the former President Obama, visit by the First Lady, visit by the Vice President. Why do you need all the help?
Well, we did this last time. I mean, yeah. We did the same thing in 13. Yeah. I mean, we always bring them in. This is the biggest race in America. Who doesn't want to be here?
For the most part, Glenn Youngkin is keeping prominent Republicans on the sidelines.
Which is a smart idea, because this is not a member of the U.S. Senate. This is not part of a Republican team. This is part of one guy who, by the way, if he gets elected, would probably have to work with a state legislature, which has at least control of one house by Democrats. And instead of talking about partisan issues, strictly partisan issues, I think Youngkin is doing a very smart thing. He is focused squarely on the issue that has gotten him basically tied with Terry McAuliffe. And there's a new ad that he put out, and the ad features a mom from suburban Washington, Fairfax County, that's where President Biden is going tonight, and who was upset at the curriculum that was being taught to her child. And the new ad sounds like this.
As a parent, it's tough to catch everything. So when my son showed me his reading assignment, my heart sunk. It was some of the most explicit material you can imagine. I met with lawmakers. They couldn't believe what I was showing them. Their faces turned bright red with embarrassment. They passed bills requiring schools to notify parents when explicit content was assigned. It was bipartisan. It gave parents a say, the option to choose an alternative for my children. I was so grateful. But then Governor Terry McAuliffe vetoed it twice. He doesn't think parents should have a say. He said that. He shut us out. Glenn Youngkin, he listens. He understands. Parents matter. Join me in voting for Glenn Youngkin.
Okay, the name of the lady who's used in that ad is Laura Murphy, and she was talking about when McAuliffe was governor before. It was a controversy that exploded in 2013. And the Democrats are crying foul about this because what was the book that the lady, Laura Murphy, was so upset about? The book was Beloved by Toni Morrison. And Toni Morrison, who taught for many years at Princeton and won the Nobel Prize. She won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Now, for those of you who haven't read Beloved, it's a very compelling book. It's very brutal. And it's about a family that suffers horribly in slavery and then in the years immediately following slavery in the American South. And what bothered people who objected to kids being assigned Beloved in class is that the sexual scenes in the book, the sexual content in the book, is extraordinarily graphic and is very tough and is the kind of thing, frankly, today, you know, our kids are... our youngest is 29, so our kids are older. But if you're talking about a 14, 15-year-old in high school, it's not ridiculous that parents should want to have something to say about books about sexual assault and rape and abuse and lots of explicit content about a very tough period in American history. But the idea of parental involvement in education, it's one of those things where I think that this is a very, very important and very promising line of thinking for conservatives. Because one of the reasons that kids succeed in school is their parents get involved. And to discourage parents who get involved and care about the curriculum and actually want to consult with teachers and partner with teachers and partner with administrators when it comes to their children's future and what they're going to be learning about, that's something that should be very popular across the country. And I think if it does turn out that Youngkin actually wins this thing, which would be amazing, it would be on that issue. We'll bring you those latest numbers. Also talk a little bit about the billionaire's tax. Is that really what this wealth tax is? And more coming up on the Mad Men Show. Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the things you expect for a governor of Virginia who's a Democrat is you expect you're going to get a bunch of support from the Washington Post, because, of course, the Washington Post is the most important newspaper in Virginia. Virginia and D.C. are right next to each other. And by the way, one of the things that is fascinating that is going on right now is the other state that Washington, D.C. was carved out of was Maryland. And up in Maryland, a little bit north of the Washington, D.C. area, there are three counties that want to leave the state of Maryland, which is one of the most Democratic states in the country, even though it has a fine Republican governor, Larry Hogan. They want to leave Maryland with its high taxes, liberal policies, and they want to move over to West Virginia, which has a Democratic Republican governor, pardon me, he used to be a Democrat, he switched parties, named Jim Justice. And the Maryland officials have been not communicative about having these three counties shift from Maryland to Virginia, West Virginia. But the West Virginia governor, Big Jim Justice, has said, no, please come on, we'll welcome you with open arms. And this comes at the same time that there are counties in eastern Washington, I think there it's like seven counties that want to join Idaho and the greater Idaho movement. Now, it turns out that the counties in Maryland and the counties in eastern Washington, both of which want to leave the state that they're in, are not doing so well on the COVID front. And speaking of that, I was talking about the Washington Post. You expect them, Washington, D.C.'s hometown newspaper, and also Virginia's most important newspaper in terms of the biggest paper that reaches a Virginia audience, that they'd be very positive toward a Virginia Democrat like Terry McAuliffe. Well, they just did a exposure of Governor McAuliffe. It's kind of embarrassing. The ex-governor, this is from the Daily Beast, the ex-governor fighting to get his old job back in next Tuesday's gubernatorial election has been repeatedly and dramatically inflating his state's coronavirus case and hospitalization numbers, according to fact checkers at the Washington Post. The Post reporters say they initially raised their eyebrows at McAuliffe's calculations during a debate at the end of September when he said there are 8,000 coronavirus cases yesterday in Virginia, but official records showed fewer than 2,000 confirmed cases, so not even close. A week later, on October 7th, McAuliffe said 1,142 children were in ICU beds with COVID when there were just 35 kids in hospitals at all. 35. Never mind intensive care. Now, think about that. He comes up with a number very specific that he obviously pulled out of the air. And the number is 1,142, and there are only 35 who are in hospitals. He then repeated that claim twice in subsequent weeks when, throughout the entire pandemic, Virginia has reported an overall total of 952 hospitalizations and children under 17. A spokesman for the McAuliffe campaign didn't explain the massive discrepancy when it was raised by the Post. I can explain it. The guy's a goofball. I mean, this is because somebody who worked with him, somebody must have come up and, hey, he's a governor. He has a big staff. Former governor. He wants to be governor again. But he still has a big staff. He has a very well-funded campaign. He's just raised a ton of money. Somebody must have said, hey, Governor, watch out with some of those figures about COVID because they're kind of public knowledge. Now, I don't know if this has made any difference at all in terms of the campaign, but something has because here's the story from The Hill, another local kind of source of news. Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin are deadlocked exactly 1 week out from Virginia's gubernatorial election, according to a brand new Suffolk University poll released today. 46% of likely voters said they supported McAuliffe, a former governor of the Commonwealth, while 45% backed Youngkin, according to the survey. McAuliffe's one-point lead over Youngkin falls well within the poll's margin of error. Suffolk's latest polling reflects other recent polling on the contest. A poll released on Monday, yesterday, from Singal showed both candidates tied at 48%, while a Monmouth University survey released last week showed the two deadlocked at 46% each. The nonpartisan Cook Political Report has rated the race a toss-up. And the Suffolk University survey showed that Biden's disapproval rating makes it very dubious that he's coming in so often to campaign for McAuliffe. His disapproval rating in the state is at 52%, with 66% of Americans saying they believe the country was headed in the wrong direction. So that's it. You want Virginia to go exactly the same way that America is going, link Joe Biden and Terry McAuliffe together. And on issues, 40% said that jobs and the economy were the most important to them, followed by education at 23% and healthcare at 17%. 80% of voters most concerned about healthcare backed McAuliffe, with only 13% supporting Youngkin. However, with voters most concerned about both jobs and education, McAuliffe trailed Youngkin by 13 points. 50% of Virginia voters said they believe parents should have more influence on their kids' curriculum than school boards, with 39% saying they disagreed. This is as tight as a tick, and the indication, especially that issues indication that we're talking about down below, should be very, very encouraging for Republicans. I'll tell you what else should be encouraging is they're wading into this so-called billionaire's tax. And honest to goodness, I don't really believe that there is going to be a great deal of success for Republicans, for Democrats, in 2022 on this idea that one of the first things we have to do, one of the big accomplishments that we're going to get from the Biden administration, one of the big focuses in the Democratic Party is to take more money in taxes. Because this money, it would be different if they were offering more of the $1,600 checks and the $2,000 checks. And checks in the mail, sure, there are a bunch of Americans who would say, okay, you want to take money away from somebody else and give it to me? That's good. Yeah, but their Build Back Better plan really isn't that. And what is it? And what is the story of this millionaire's, billionaire's tax? We'll tell you about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some families may be thinking twice about their Thanksgiving feast amid rising grocery prices. Experts believe turkeys are on track to break a record set in 2015. The average wholesale cost for hams is also up. In fact, all the fixings are expected to cost more. Moderna has received federal approval for a booster shot for their COVID-19 vaccine. The company's co-founder and chairman, Nubin Afeyan, makes the argument for getting the booster on Fox Business.
The initial vaccination will do a very good job of protecting us if we get infected. But at least in my personal case, I'd rather not be infected. And the best way we know not to be infected, at least from an immunology standpoint, is to have a reasonably high level of antibodies, which is what the booster does.
This is USA Radio News.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And just to get your mind a little bit clear as to what's coming your way, and it's particularly coming your way if you happen to be a part of our billionaire audience. I'm not sure we have too many people who are actual billionaires in our audience. We don't have that many in the United States altogether, but they estimate that there would be maybe close to 1,000 people who would qualify for this new tax. And this is what Mitch McConnell had to say about it. He spoke on the Senate floor today. And one thing about Senator McConnell, I mean, he's been in the Senate for a long time, just got reelected in a landslide. And Senator McConnell does not like big tax increases. He's been stalwartly against them for his entire Senate career. And here's what he said about what the president and his Democratic colleagues are trying to do. This is clip five.
The biggest tax hikes in 50 years, the biggest peacetime tax hikes ever recorded in American history. That is what Washington Democrats are cooking up. Our Democratic colleagues and President Biden are behind closed doors dreaming up creative new ways to grab literally historic amounts of the American people's money. Remember, the same socialist spending plans that Democrats claim cost $0 somehow also need staggering new tax hikes to pay for them. So even with significant inflation, runaway gas prices, and runaway energy costs already hitting American families in their pocketbooks, Washington Democrats have spent months dreaming up new cash grabs for the IRS.
Okay, and the most publicized new cash grab is this so-called billionaires tax, pardon me. And there is a very useful question and answer piece by Richard Rubin over at the Wall Street Journal. And he says, Democrats are considering a new tax on billionaires to help pay for President Biden's agenda. The tax would help raise money to pay for spending proposals. Here is how the tax might work. Now, the most shocking thing that you find out when you actually read about this is, okay, we're talking now, even if they cut this down, the Build Back Better bill, and they cut it down to $1.5 trillion, and then you combine that with the infrastructure bill, it's still $3 trillion that you have to pay for. Do you know how much this tax would generate total in the most optimistic numbers? It's somewhere between $200 and $250 billion over 10 years. So you're talking about at most $25 billion a year. Which means even to get to $100 billion, you've got to go for 4 years, right? And to get to what we're talking about here, which is a minimum of $3,000 billion, you are so far short of paying for anything, it's a joke. And if you just look at this very nonpartisan and uninflected and impartial look at how this thing is supposed to work, tell me if this sounds logical and sensible to you. I mean, people, every American confronts taxes at some point. How'd you like to confront this? And some Democrats in Congress want to tax billionaires annually on their unrealized capital gains. That means money that your stocks or your property or your company has earned, but you haven't taken it out yet. You haven't put it in the bank yet. It's still sitting in the company or in the investment. So what they're saying is, rather than letting your money sit there and collect money, and you only pay taxes when you take it out and when you actually use the money for something, they want to take it out every year. They say they would expand the definition of income to include increases in asset value, but would apply that new rule only for people at the very top of the wealth distribution. Now, one of the things that people should be aware of is, I know that right now the real estate market has just been explosive. It's been houses go up and up and up. But one of the reasons this would damage the real estate market is it would mean that even if you don't sell your house, if your house is just sitting there and that evaluation goes up and up, not only are you going to end up paying more in property taxes because you already do that, but you're going to pay more in this millionaire's tax, billionaire's tax. In other words, if you've been sitting in a house for a long time and it's now worth triple, quadruple what you paid for it, and that can happen with a good middle-class house, well, then get ready to pay taxes on your house. And how are you supposed to pay taxes on it if you haven't sold it? Well, good luck. I guess you might have to borrow money to pay some of that taxes. And the plan is expected to include Americans with a net worth of at least $1 billion or with income of at least $100 million for 3 consecutive years. That is likely to include fewer than 1,000 people, they say, but I think all those numbers are probably underestimating the number of people who will be hit. Based on Forbes magazine's estimates of the number of U.S. billionaires. Look, it's very possible if you can qualify for being hit with this tax, with all of the appreciation in your property, whether you've sold it or not, whether you plan to sell it or not. You might want to leave it for your kids. But no, but here you would have to pay for every year for the increase in value of everything you own. And, okay, what's complicated about that is I'd like to say that the stock market only goes up. I'd like to say that the value of houses only goes up. It doesn't. Sometimes it goes down. And what is crazy about this deal is what Senator Wyden says, and he's designed the whole thing. He says, well, if it goes down, then they'd have to get a tax refund. Can you imagine people shouting and screaming about taking somebody who may be worth several billion dollars and providing them with a $7 million refund? Aside from the fact that calculating all of this, I mean, one of the things that all the Internal Revenue Service experts have said is if you have to calculate and figure out, and every year, how much the value of something has gone up, not when you've sold it, but when you're just sitting there with it, how much the value of something has gone up or has gone down, which could lead you to a very, very substantial tax refund. And how would that be? Because that would be at a time of government's hurting anyway, because generally when the economy is going down and things are declining in value, that's a terrible time for collecting regular taxes, income taxes, any of it. A plan published by Ron Wyden would create a one-time tax on unrealized gains to date. So somebody who started a company and is now, that the company is now worth $50 billion could owe taxes on that entire gain, even before the annual taxes apply to the future asset appreciation. Democrats are expected to allow that payment to be made over several years and may offer a discount to avoid the market disruption of former founders selling their stock to pay the tax. This is not a good idea. And if you think about how much more complicated it could make the lives of some of our more productive people in the economy, you can see why it's not a good idea. I'll be right back.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extend
Gigabyte really works, here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the proposed wealth tax, which is an astonishing complication for very, very little return. Again, it doesn't even come close to paying for a substantial portion of the cost of all of the new programs and all the new spending that President Biden and his Democratic colleagues are talking about adding to our budget. And again, think about it. They're talking about in 10 years, it would generate at most $250 billion. 10 years. So that what you're talking about is a $25 billion a year when we're adding. In fact, the money, I am fairly certain, and if somebody out there is a whiz at math, you can calculate it, but I'm fairly certain that if you are generating, say, an extra $20 or $25 billion a year, that's not enough even to pay for the extra interest on all the new spending they're talking about, let alone paying for everything, as President Biden says. The worst thing about this, and I'm afraid we're going to be talking about it more because they look like they're determined to push this and push this as hard as they can. The worst thing is they're pushing exactly in the wrong direction. The one thing that the American people want and need, that our economy needs, that our tax system needs, is tax simplification. So it's not so bloody complicated. So it's not such a bloody waste of time and money and focus. And it's actually a stealing of your life to have to worry about these very, very complicated tax forms and tax rules that change all the time, and that change all the time in response to special interests, and are almost impossible for even a normal person to understand. And who benefits from all of this? Tax preparers, people who advise ways you can get out of taxes. All kinds of good accountants. I am very grateful to my accountant, Dan Dixon, who does a great job for me and is scrupulously honest, which is what I care about most. And it really is, because the consequences of going the other way are horrible. And this thing of adding these layers of complication upon complication upon complication to a tax code that is already a nightmare, that, as people know, it's I remember at one point during the Reagan era, I think it may have been Newt Gingrich, who actually took the tax code and displayed it. And it was like three different stacks of publications, each of which was about 6 feet tall. And it might have been more than that. But does that benefit the country? Does that help us? I don't believe that it does. And this has to be repaired. We deserve better and we can do better. And I was talking about also Kristen Sinema, and she was accompanied by Senator Tim Scott. He's an awfully good guy. And they were at an airport, I suspect it was Reagan National, and they were stalked, basically, through the airport by a woman who was basically trying to harass them with her questions. And listen to what it sounded like. This is clip six.
Every single year in Arizona, it's getting hotter and hotter. We're breaking records.
Because
either no one sues or it's the longest season. People are suffering. Your constituents are suffering. What are you going to do about climate change? Next week in Glasgow could be the last chance. Please answer me, Senator.
Last week in Glasgow could be the last chance. I don't know if you heard her. She apologized to Tim Scott. But This is where we are right now, where these changes in our life depend upon basically right now two people, to Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, and at least she's holding on so far. There's also this, back where Americans live, they talk about climate change in Arizona, it's getting hotter and hotter. And look, I know we had a hot summer out here in Seattle, for Seattle, it's nothing like Phoenix. But yes, that matters, but what really matters to people is it's Thanksgiving coming up. And there's actually a pretty good report from NBC, presented on MSNBC by Mika Brzezinski on Morning Joe. Listen, this is clip one.
Thanksgiving is now less than a month away. You're ready? And it's shaping up to be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday.
What?
Consumer group. No, you wouldn't believe it. Consumer groups say almost every ingredient in a traditional American Thanksgiving, from the disposable aluminum roasting pan to the pumpkin pie, will cost more. The supply chain crisis, trade policies, labor shortages, weather and inflation are all contributing to higher prices. Experts warn that the biggest expense this year will be the turkey. The price per pound is expected to rise above $1.36, surpassing the record benchmark price set back in 2015. You know, the grocery store right now, I mean, everything is up. I was going shopping for my daughter, and I'm like, okay, this is different than even a few months ago. Things are going, the prices are up, everything.
And with all of this going on, and it's not surprising at all, Joe Manchin did an interview with the Economic Club, and he talked about the real possibility of switching parties. Now, why does that matter so much? If Joe Manchin switches party to the Republicans, Mitch McConnell becomes majority leader, gives Republicans 51 votes in the Senate, and no more Kamala Harris breaking a tie. No more tie. So what does Joe Manchin say about flipping? It's happened before. Under President Bush, we had Jumpin' Jim Jeffords, who was a liberal Republican from Vermont, And he switched parties early in the Bush administration and gave Tom Daschle and the Democrats control of the Senate. Could Joe Manchin repeat that little bit of history? Here's what he said, clip three.
Have you ever thought my life would be easier for you if you shifted to being a Republican? And somebody has said recently that, you know, people have approached you about doing that.
Every day.
Every day. So,
well, either that or just change. Here's the, I keep
wouldn't life be easier for you to do that?
Oh, it'd be much easier. My goodness.
Are you thinking
is that the purpose of being involved in public service?
Are you thinking about doing it?
No, I've never, I never thought from this. What I'm telling you now is who I am. Do you think by having a D or an I or an R is going to change who I am? I don't think the R's be any more happier with me than D's are right now. Okay? I mean, that's about as blunt as I can put it. So I don't know where in the hell I belong.
He belongs in the U.S. Senate. And it's good that he's there. I am still struck by how well he expressed himself in a clip we played yesterday when he said that there are a lot of people who view Uncle Sam as a provider. And no, I want to view Uncle Sam as a partner for people. And that's a very different sort of thing. Look, the one reason that I think that Joe Manchin might move over is because particularly if the Republicans do well in this midterm election, it's no fun being in the Senate minority because you don't get to control any of the committees. And all of a sudden, if he switches parties, if he does that, and the Democrats somehow don't persuade some Republican to switch back, if that happens, then all of a sudden you have different committee chair in every committee in the Senate. And it would be something of an earthquake in Washington and not one that would be welcomed by the Biden administration. But this incompetent leadership, if that happens, they have brought that on themselves and maybe actually benefited the country, though they don't recognize it. Coming up, more about the efforts to silence Dave Chappelle and more indications of resistance, and not just from the world-class comedian. Also, how many genders are there really? It's fascinating. You'll learn the truth in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.